USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Censorship at Twitter has been a complaint of conservatives for years, saying they don't get a fair shake at Twitter. Banned Twitter user and Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy on Fox News says he's glad Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after a $44 billion offer was accepted by the board of directors.
The major thing, whenever you look, why is one side all complaining and the other side isn't? That, to me, tells everything. Give people a level playing field. That's all anybody wants, the ability to speak back and debate points.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey in a tweet says, Musk taking over is the right path. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed on Monday to ramp up his development of nuclear arms. At a military parade in Pyongyang, he showcased his intercontinental ballistic missile. Experts say puts the entire U.S. mainland in range. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The debate over Title 42 at the U.S.-Mexico border has one federal judge temporarily blocking the removal by the Biden administration. Kenneth Burns reports.
A federal judge in Louisiana has sided with GOP-led states in blocking the Biden administration from rescinding Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic policy that expels migrants out of the country without letting them seek asylum. The decision from Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, is temporary. The broader suit, initially filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona, accuses the Biden administration of not allowing for a comment period on Title 42's revocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
President Biden announced three pardons on Tuesday. Abraham Bolden, a former U.S. Secret Service agent, was caught attempting to sell Secret Service files. Dexter Jackson used his business to distribute marijuana. And Betty Jo Bogans was convicted of possession with intent to distribute cocaine. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Texas National Guard should not be patrolling the U.S.-Mexico border, but because of the actions by the Biden administration and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the border has become very unsecure. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on Newsmax shortly after a National Guardsman body was found.
Well, and that's the problem that we're looking at right now. Because Border Patrol's resources are completely being taken out of the field to do administrative duties such as processing, transport, hospital watch, detention security, we have to have other resources because we just don't have anybody out here. And that's why Texas Governor Greg Abbott has sent out the National Guard to help fill in the gaps that are left by the Border Patrol because we're simply overwhelmed by the sheer number of people that are crossing the border illegally. And when that happens, that's when you get the large number of drugs that are coming across. You can talk with any sheriff's department, any local law enforcement, DPS, anywhere, and they will tell you that the amount of drugs that are on the street corresponds with the number of illegal immigrants and the rise in that.
National Guardsman Bishop Evans, whose body was found Monday after he drowned late last week trying to rescue two migrants from the Rio Grande River. Kane Tanaka, a Japanese woman believed to have been the world's oldest person, has died at the age of 119. Tanaka died April 19th in Fukuoka City. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.